Well, let's hear from Steve Aiken. He can respond to that from the Ulster Unionist Party. Yeah, Steve, go ahead. What do you think? What do you make of what Jim had to say there?
Well, I think the key here is very much indeed who's actually responsible for this mess. Who is the minister? I mean, the one thing, and I think like most people in Northern Ireland today, I'm completely confused who was actually in charge of the government. What was going on? Are the SPADs in charge? Is the minister in charge? Was there an executive in charge? Who was actually in charge of what was going on? And, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but every time I hear people making statements who come from a legal background who very carefully use words like no single person or I didn't see any evidence, doesn't say that Andrew didn't hear any evidence. And bearing in mind what we know about sort of some of the volumetric conversations that were going across during the time between Arlene Foster and some of her other ministers, and I've no doubt, I've got no doubts at all about what Jonathan Bell was saying, because the more we hear, the more the evidence seems to point to say what he was talking about was indeed true. Well,
but what do you make, Steve, of the fact that Dr. McCormick explicitly said yesterday, as far as he could see, and he has access to the documents, and he obviously was involved in all the discussions, that Arlene Foster had no questions to answer or was not guilty of any wrongdoing?
She may not have been guilty of any wrongdoing in this specifics, but who is the minister responsible for what was going on? I can't understand. Now, I've worked in Whitehall before. I can't understand. I know what sort of real SPADs should do and sort of real government ministers should do and how the system should work. I cannot actually believe that the SPADs and the ministers were not communicating on a completely daily basis just about everything. They're talk about every single thing. So I can't understand. I don't understand. And this is why we really need a public inquiry. But what we need a public inquiry in is one that's led by the Secretary of State. Because if Simon Hamilton calls a public inquiry under Section 13 of the 2005 Act, he can stop it at any particular stage as it goes through. So we can't have that. The Secretary of State must realise where we are.
And I know that Simon Hamilton has been in touch with your party to ask if you would support him in that. So you've rejected that, essentially, is what you're telling us.
Now, we want a public inquiry, but we want the Secretary of State to stay up. Do we think Simon Hamilton is a completely honest actor in this? Do we think the DUP, bearing in mind we're getting information coming out day by day, this bit of qualification spat, oh, no, I wasn't involved, oh, yes, my family was involved. Why? We need to get to the bottom of this, and we need to get to this public inquiry.
We also have because we have Stephen Farry as well from the Lions Party. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, there was another snippet of information. I think Sam McBride, I don't know if he's still on the line, but Sam said something about Andrew McCormick was saying that so it's the RHI whistleblower's email that went to Arlene Foster's personal email account was never passed to officials. Now, I don't know the provenance of that, but Sam has obviously reported on that. And Sam, indeed, has been one of the sort of...
That point was made yesterday during the session. He was asked about that personal email that Arlene Foster received, and he did confirm that it was not passed on to officials. We are waiting to hear from the DUP on that, and hoping to have somebody on the programme, actually, to put that point to them.
But here's the interesting thing. The SPAD would have been working and seen those emails and would have been responsible for the liaisons across all of the departments. The role of the SPAD is to be the voice.
It was sent to her personal email address, though.
That doesn't make any difference.
Well, how do you know?
Well, that's the question. I don't know. Do you know? Has anybody seen it?
But we just can't assume that the SPAD would have got sight of that email. We just can't assume that.
Let's run this by me again. There's an email sent by a whistleblower to a personal email account of a minister who says that there's a significant problem with the RHI scheme. The minister did not think that was important enough to mention it to a SPAD or important enough to pass it to an official. Why not? That's why we need a public inquiry. Mm-hmm. Let's get an answer to that.
Okay, let me ask
the DUP press office to get some of those issues out there.
Well, we're waiting to hear back from the DUP press office about a possible guest on the programme this morning, and then we can hear from them about the points raised yesterday.